Pacifico, Bill Henry.
Hey, welcome. Where are we? All right, here we are. Welcome. World famous Phil Henry Show. I was trying to find the El Pacifico. Welcome to our video cast, as well as our broadcast, our radio broadcast tonight. And what I'm referring to is our Phil TV in HD. Suddenly I've lost the ocean. I don't know what happened to it, but Bud, if you can find it.
Yeah, I've gone to look the ocean. What do you mean, look the ocean?
You know what I mean, man. The ocean is gone. I don't know what I'm doing. All right. Anyway, so now I'm in darkness. Excuse me, folks. It's a technical TV kind of a thing that's happening here for whatever reason. What we're going to be doing tonight, there it is. There's the El Pacifico.
Yeah, got the camera outside, man. Well, I'm just pushing the right button.
We got it, okay. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring on the line here Bobby Dooley and we're going to have Bobby Dooley and I believe, is that it?
Yeah, Miss Dooley.
Talking about a prayer vigil that she wants to have at Western Estates. There has been a lot of... There's been some trouble here in Southern California with the Anaheim police pitted against people who have been protesting some police shootings that have happened down there. And that was the information that I got from Ms. Dooley, and that's all that I've got. And if we can get her on the line, we can talk with her about this tonight. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley there at the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And Bobby, how are you tonight?
Doing fine, Phil. We wanted to have this prayer vigil, not really so much for any particular event, just for everything that's involved and that's been happening in the country. The prayer vigil would be all of us getting together and...
No specific event?
Not really, Phil, because we don't want to draw attention to anything other than our faith in the power, really, of God and the power of all of us together praying to God and the power that prayer has. And I was talking with my husband about that. It doesn't have to be anything in particular. We don't have to focus on anything bad. We can focus on the good. And I think that's what is wrong with our country. We always... return to prayer when only something bad has happened.
So that's a good point.
The center is talking about like bad and everything. And we just feel a good thing to be talked about.
And so to that end, we want to just gather together friends, family, and anyone that wants to join us for a prayer vigil that we're going to be having on Friday evening at Western Estates. It will be in our newly renamed, it's going to be a meditation garden, Phil, that was originally part of our cabana and our common area. But we want to use it as a meditation area to meditate on, as I said, those things that are positive, as well as just thinking of the good things. And we were very, very upset, as everyone was, with recent news. But I don't want to focus on that. I want to get the focus back to what we think are good things and what we think are positive things and what we feel, really, Phil, in the end can be uplifting and energizing things.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley with us. I can't fault you for that at all, Bobby, when you talk about... We talk about prayer, and we always come to prayer, as you said, as the result of bad things.
Yeah, Phil, it's always as the result of some tragedy or something. Let's not do that. I'm not saying that we shouldn't pray for people who have had unfortunate occurrences in their lives. I'm not saying that we don't pray for things that to get better. But we want to just, you know, rejoice and to remind people as well of the good that we can do with what we have.
Well, I got my hat's off to you, and there shouldn't ever be any time, you know. I'm not a traditional Christian.
Well, it really doesn't have anything to do with that. Whatever your creed,
right?
Whatever your creed, whatever your faith, so long as it is, it's geared toward the building of good things. That's what we really feel is important.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley with us. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876 Phil, and on the line with us this evening is not only Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. We got Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy, which is a private school, and they'll be gearing up for classes in another month or so. But we're still in the middle of summer, so I don't want to get anybody angry. Vernon, how are you doing?
Phil, I was just going to remind you, I don't want to get any of my students angry at me, but I'm doing fine. I was listening to Ms. Dooley, and I thought that... I thought if I heard you correctly, Ms. Dooley, you're saying that we should pray, and I agree with you that we should pray for those things, for positive things to happen.
We really feel that way, and I'm hopeful that you are going to join us in that.
You were over at the house today.
Well, that's true. I was over at your house today.
You had a disagreement with my wife, and I felt bad about it.
You felt more than bad about it, Mr. Dooley. You got very angry at me.
But you agreed that you were not going to that we're not going to carry that over into our public campaign.
You were over at the Dooley's, Vernon?
Yes, I was, and the reason I was over there is because we are doing a fundraiser for our school, and we have a series of coffees. We invite parents or prospective parents, and the Dooley's, while they're students, their young people go to a different high school. The Dooley's have. Were benefactors of us last year. I believe you contributed.
We gave $5,000.
I had come over.
I better not say.
No, go ahead. I don't care.
Well, you didn't. You wanted more.
Yes, sir. I did want more because I felt that you were capable of giving more. And I will tell you right now, I'm disappointed in the tenor of this.
All right, hold on for a minute because I don't know what's going on here.
Let me tell you what's going on.
Would you mind?
Not at all. Go ahead.
Dean does a series of coffees for Belmar Academy.
Now, when you say a series of coffees...
Well, they're gatherings of parents who will have coffee, and they serve coffee, and they serve some kind of a dessert. And we listen to presentations.
On behalf of the school?
Yeah, on behalf of the school. Ben Trojan came on and did it and tried to put a gun to my ribs.
I didn't put a gun to your ribs, sir. I did not put a gun to your ribs, and I'm very, very, to say that. And
why are you here? I thought you were here to support us.
Well, I am here to support you, but I was hoping that you would be more forthcoming, Mr. Andrew. Ms. Dooley, as you know, is going to be releasing some kind of an album or record.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Why do you bring that up?
Because you mentioned that you were the prayer that you're going to have is to somehow support this.
No, I did not. Can I say something, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
First of all, I think it's so wrong of you to come on this program and characterize what we're doing with our prayer.
Didn't you say you had an album?
My wife's going to have, yes.
Sir, I'm not talking to you.
What are you talking to me? You're talking to me.
No, I'm not talking to you.
I know you're not talking to me, but I'm... You're not talking to me, but I... But you are, you know.
Steve, let me do it, please. All right?
Are you talking to me?
I really got to talk to one.
Steve, let me do it, because you're really... You're really making us look bad.
Keep talking to me.
Steve, let me do it. You're making us look bad.
Allow your wife, Mr. Dooley.
I said that we're going to pray for positive things, that we want to have a prayer vigil, and that I would sing at the end of it, and that we would have, if people were interested, we would have a sample copy of my new album. You are turning that into something ugly, and I don't know why.
I'm not turning anything into anything ugly, Mr. Henry. Ms. Dooley, when she first talked to us about this prayer, said that it would be just a prayer for the pot, just a nice positive, for people to be positive. And I said, I'm with that. And now she's telling me that she's got, but then she said that she had this album she wanted to sell. And I said, well, I don't want to be a part of that. She said, well, I'm not going to do it at the prayer vigil. But now, when I heard her talking about
it, if you just don't know my wife,
is she going to shut up?
Steve, would you shut your mouth?
And now you're talking about having a prayer vigil so you can sell your record. And I find that to be specious. I find that to, you know.
What does that mean?
I find that to, I don't know if I'm going to have to.
Mr. Dooley, either you get on another line or something, or you have to be quiet.
No, I think when I came on your program to talk about prayer and returning to prayer, I didn't know that someone was going to come on this program and attempt to subvert that.
I'm not, ma'am, subverting anything. I'm simply trying to say to the people.
That's exactly what you're doing.
All right, hold on, because we do have to take a break and we're running late. Bobby and Steve Dooley, Vernon Dozier with us, and a prayer vigil that focuses on the positive. There's been so much negative. Now, I don't know what Mr. Dozier's talking about here.
She's got a record coming out.
She has a record coming out, an album.
Yeah, Miley Sanders got a record album coming out, and Steve, they're going to pray for the record album, so I don't think that's...
I didn't hear anybody say they're praying for a record album. Although he's got some problem that he says she's going to be doing autographs or something. We'll be right back with more. You know, there are certain times when certain things are exploitable. Let's put it that way. Is this one of those times? 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And Ms. Dooley, you wanted to make a statement before we go on, and I promised her that she could. Mr. Dozier, go ahead.
So I want to be very clear to your audience that I am in no way attempting to exploit any situation. I'm simply saying that prayer is a very positive influence on our lives. And I think that Mr. Dozier's comments have been made without really knowing the facts.
And are you going to...
And I'd like to finish what I'm saying, please.
Bobby, you're going to allow me to make my lady.
Sir, I would be happy to allow your wife to finish speaking. I can't hear you, sir.
Mr. Dooley, you need to get on another phone.
Oh, go on the extension, Steve.
I want to get a talk to my wife.
Yeah, go on the extension.
I think that if you're going to... You're talking to my...
Hold on. Whoa. You're too loud. And let me just... One person at a time.
Okay.
Let me do it, Steve. I feel, Phil, that I have been terribly misused in the first few minutes of your program. Yes, I have a album coming out. Yes, we're going to sell it. And yes, I was going to bring some sample copies to the prayer vigil. That does not constitute an enormous commercial undertaking.
May I ask you something?
No, I still...
Well, Ms. Dooley...
No, I'm not finished yet, please. That does not constitute a commercial undertaking. That is simply me selling one of my recordings, and I'm not really selling it. There are sample copies that you can listen to there after the prayer vigil. And one of the reasons, Phil... Go ahead, Steve.
Now, she's got songs on there that are good.
My husband's a little emotional. The songs will help you. They help you.
May I ask you something?
Excuse me, but I'm not finished yet.
All right, Ms. Dooley, at some point, you need to let him talk.
Yes, I will, sir. I will. But please, because I have been very unfairly characterized. Finally, my final point. I am a mother. I'm a wife. I have devoted my life to the Western States Homeowners Association, our landscaping committee, our architectural committee. I have been on our four seasonal festivals, the Wintertacular, our Summertacular, and so forth. I am also the president of our Homeowners Association. I am one of only three qualified women in our Western States Women's Defense League, where we teach the women here at Western States martial arts. I am a qualified black belt. All right? Mr. Henry?
Yeah, okay.
That doesn't impress me, if I could say. And I'm not done yet.
Okay, I'm going to have to insist that Mr. Dozier be allowed to speak.
Well, I think your audience is going to turn on you. I'm a woman. And
may I say something, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead, sir.
Hold on for just a minute. I have been very badly...
I'd like to say something, Ms. Dooley, and if you just, if you have the courage of your conviction, you'll let me speak. You said at the meeting we had today that you had this album that you had produced and that you had written or what have you, and that's fine. And you made the statement to me that you were going to get your money back, even if it's... And I can't use the phrase you used. And
I never said anything that you can't use on the radio.
All right. Do you want me to say it?
Okay, we had to dump that. Did you say that?
No, I did not.
You are... Ma'am, you said if it... Every... In the Congo.
We had to edit out those words. I'm not going to have that on the air. Do you understand?
Well, Mr. I'm sorry, sir.
That's fine. But if... I can tell my audience it was extremely vulgar.
I never, ever said any such thing. I didn't say it's going to short any... Cannibal in the Congo.
Well, can we dump that, bud?
It's too late.
Well, I'm sorry, but if I said that, it was in no sense racist or anything. I meant...
Did you say if it hair lips every...
What are you talking about?
Mr. Henry, this woman came on... This woman today was in this... I was talking to her at this coffee. She said, I'm going to sell that album. And she used the Congo... line. You don't want me to use that. She said, if it hair lips everyone on Bear Creek, I think was the term. Was that it?
That was a line that Steve's family uses a lot. It's a traditional American phrase.
It is a vulgar, crude, insulting, arcane, idiotic thing to say. Now,
I said it in the privacy of my own home, thank you. You know, boy, you really have got a pair on, between the two of you, Mr. Henry, you and Mr. Dozier. You don't have two pairs. You guys... You hair-lipped everyone on Bear Creek, not me.
Okay, how long am I going to have to hear this, all right? You know that there's parents out there with children that have been born with a cleft palate? Do you understand that that is an offensive thing to say?
Well, I never knew that I was coming on a program with someone as you. And
we've had to dump Ms. Dooley. We've had to dump out of...
What do you mean, dump? What does that mean?
What are you trying to say?
That's a radio term.
I'll explain it. It's a radio term for we had to edit. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and if I have to yell at you, I'm sorry. I'm going to get everybody to just get organized a little bit here. I don't want this cross-talking, arguing, and I don't want any of these offensive phrases.
If you're talking... Mr. Henry,
I don't want to hear it.
When I said I'm going to sell that record, even if it hair lips everyone on Bear Creek...
See, you just said it again. Now, in the future, I'm going to have Bud dump that. I'm going to have him dump it out, all right, Bud?
What?
Are you listening to the show? I want you to dump what she just said.
I'm sorry.
Say it again.
If it hair...
I mean, don't say it.
On Bear Creek.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you told her not to say it, didn't you? Go ahead and say it.
What I meant was, dump it out.
Can I sing the song, or...
You're going to sing what? No, I don't want you singing any song. Are you promoting an album at this prayer vigil?
No, I am not.
That is an absolute lie. That is an...
No, you know something,
you're... Talk about what? Didn't matter.
Hey, old Dooley, you know, I've been listening to you. You've been screaming at me since 1 o'clock this afternoon, and I took a dinner break. It's basically been you, Dooley, in my ear since 1 o'clock this afternoon. I had a dinner break, and ever since then, it's been you in my ear.
Not to do that.
Yes, you did. Did you call me up and start in on me right after I got done?
You said that about your tater tots.
What?
You said of the tater tots.
I said that I was having... You asked me what I was having for dinner. I said tater tots.
Yeah, and I called right after I'm done.
I said I was going to be done with my tater tots. I didn't say I was going to be... God almighty, can you believe this?
I don't understand.
He called me. I said I'm eating tater tots. He said, when are you going to be done with those? I said, about a minute. He calls me in a minute. That doesn't mean I'm done with my dinner, you dumbass.
Who are you calling a dumbass?
All right, hold on. 877-87... Is this woman going to sing, too?
Yeah, keep dead trying to sing. Never been to me.
I've never what?
You have not been to Bimini. Not to Bimini.
Not to Bimini? What the hell is this off of her album?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back with Bobby Dooley and Vernon Dozier and more here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Not to Bimini. I don't know that song.
Yeah, I've never been to Bimini. Get it? Yeah, I've never been on a Bimini. I never went to Bimini.
What?
Phil Henry.
Welcome back. It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we have on the line with us Bobby and Steve Dooley, along with Vernon Dozier. I'm going to let Mr. Dozier have his say, because I do not believe, Ms. Dooley, that he was given a fair chance.
Phil, I just think it's very unfair.
I don't know what you mean. The man has not had an opportunity to really say his piece.
Well, first of all, my understanding was...
Mr. Henry, I understand you got my wife on it.
Sir, you're way too loud. Back him off, bud.
Yeah,
you got my wife on the thing. Yeah.
All right, you know.
Why are you censoring my husband?
Because the phone he's on is too loud.
The phone that he's on the same phones that we have the same phone in the cabana that I'm on right now in the kitchen. All right.
Well, I don't know, ma'am.
We just had phones put in our cabana, which is our pool house, okay? Because we just had a pool house put in?
Yeah, that's fine.
Mr. Henry, I think she wants you to be impressed with her pool house.
No, I do not, little man.
Excuse me, who are you calling little man? Boy.
You know, I think that is insulting.
Well, Ms. Dooley, you're all, we have a pool house.
I didn't go, we have a pool house, they have a pool. I didn't say that. We have a pool house, and I asked you to acknowledge the fact.
Yeah, but can I say something, Mr. Henry, because I know I was too loud the last time.
You're going to have to get new phones in the pool house. You may have a new pool house, you know.
Well, that is really...
All right, let's go to a phone call here. 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Jeff in Temple City on the Phil Henry Show. Jeff, go ahead.
Phil, we were listening on your program here, and... the problem that you're having there, it sounds to me like you just don't have equalized enough line on a phone, you know?
I got equalized. What are you talking about?
Who's that?
Bud Dickman. What are you asking, sir?
The reason why that gentleman's too loud is because you don't have an equalized line on it, you know?
I don't know.
That's finished.
What was that?
Is that you, Mr. Dooley?
Okay,
please have him get off that extension.
You know, I'll tell you something, Mr. Henry. I have not, and I'm being very patient here.
Oh, you're being very patient. I've heard my husband referred to as someone who doesn't know how to use a phone. I used a very simple American expression.
No, it may be an American expression. I don't want that expression used. All right?
Well, Mr. Henry, I just want to say one thing about hair lipping everybody on Bear Creek. What?
I don't want the freight, bud. Dump it, will
you? Oh, you want? I thought you only wanted anything referring to.
You still like anything saying about a Negro or a Congo man or something like that?
You know something? You guys are so stupid. This may be the night that I fire both of you. Do you know that?
Oh my God, man! I'm just trying to do what you asked us to do.
Don't you yell at me? I'm telling you, when you hear them say the phrase that I don't want to say.
The phrase, Mr. Henry...
Don't say it!
Okay.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that I live in America, in a country where the freedoms of speech and everything that we have was fought for and fought and died for, too, by the, the Revolutionary War and all of them, and the speech that we're free to have.
Yeah. But free...
Mr. Henry, I'm going to say something now, and then I'll hang up. If Ms. Dooley doesn't want me to say anything...
No, sir, do not hang up. Ms. Dooley, you're going to let him speak.
I'm just not used to being spoken to this way. Now, I had workmen here up until 5 o'clock putting the finishing touches on a cabana, yes, a cabana that we have dearly wanted for many years. and they put the final coat of paint on our French doors out there. My husband went out to show off.
Mr. Henry, Ms. Dooley is putting on an act here. She's not crying.
Well, if you're crying, Ms. Dooley, are you crying over the fact that we said your phone system sucks?
That's not what you said. You said that it wasn't an equalizer.
No, Mr. Henry, I'm still here.
Go ahead.
Ma'am, that's not a comment on you as being a bad person. I mean, just saying the phone line's not equalized.
Well, you're talking about equalization or something. That's got nothing to do with race.
Oh, boy.
I'm asking a question, and I don't believe I'm speaking with you.
Yes, you are speaking with me, and I said, oh, boy. Now, Mr. Dozier, go ahead.
Thank you, Phil. When I was at the Dooley's house today, I heard Ms. Dooley say we're having a prayer vigil, and I will have my new album available if people want to see it or buy it or what have you. She didn't. Ms. Dooley, I'm not saying that you oversold it. You didn't stand up there in a meeting and start jumping up and down and saying, boy, they better,
What do you mean by...
Hold on, I'll say it. But when you said the phrase that I referred to, I thought that was very glaring. You were going to have a prayer vigil just to say thank you, God, for the good things we have, and I was all in favor of that. And I wanted to go back to the school. I was going to tell Father Recorders and some of the members of the board. But when I heard you saying, I'm going to sell this out, you wait, this album's going to go... You say you made a joke or something?
I was not making a joke. No, I was not making a joke. Did you find it funny?
Ma'am, you said your album's going to go platinum or you'd hair-lip everybody on Bear Creek.
Okay, there we go again.
I'm sorry, sir, but she did say that.
I said the album is going to go platinum or everyone on Bear Creek would be hair-lipped. I didn't say I'm going to do it. What? You know, you don't hear too good, do you?
But my wife...
Get him out of that cabana, please.
Who are you speaking to?
Nobody. Nobody.
You better not be talking to me.
No, ma'am. No.
Yeah, boy, you lost it.
Take it easy. Would you please get him out of that cabana?
You're sure you're not talking to me?
No, ma'am, I was not talking to you.
Because I still want to do Hey Lady.
Yeah, we want to hear you do Hey Lady.
Steve, let me get on the intercom. Steve Dooley, come in from the cabana area. Come in from the cabana area or contact me on intercom 4. Intercom 4 is near the pool equipment, Steve. Near the pool equipment, honey. He's walking over. It's near the pool equipment, honey. Steve, you're only 10 feet from the back door. Just come in the back door.
How is that good?
He wants to use the... What do you want?
Will you just forget it? All right.
I'll buy a seal on it, Pat.
What is so funny?
Is that your intercom 4?
Yeah, there you go, Mr. Rennie. This woman is so intent.
I'm being spoken of as if I'm the third person. As if I'm a third person.
Yeah, you're a third person.
A third person?
That's what the way they say it in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, you have a song you want
to
sing?
Hey, am I going to get to be able to say the things that I'm going to get to be able... Do I get to say what I want to say? I have never in my life... I've been on millions of television and radio programs. I even did color commentary for the Santa Fe League and the CIF in the Southern Section for 2 straight seasons when it looked like... Well, that was when we were put on probation, and it had nothing whatsoever to do with this Penn State stuff. I can tell you that right now. That is an absolute disgrace. And I will tell you what I think is a disgrace about that.
Hold on for a minute, Vernon, because we're going to be talking to you about that next hour.
Oh, so you're going to be on for a whole other hour.
Right, but I still wanted to...
We wanted to hear him out on this. Sing your song, please.
That is really...
Sing your song, please. Please sing your song.
Whatever.
Hey, lady.
You lady. Cursing at your life. I love this song. So can I set this up? Go ahead. Bud Dickman, please. Thank you. Because my husband's still out. Hold on. Steve Dooley.
Are you talking to him in your own yard?
Yes, this is... I'm talking to him on our intercom.
Well, didn't you say is...
I'm right here.
Oh, you came in the house. No, no. Phil, this song is a song that speaks to me. I know a lot of women have a lot of songs that they love that speak to them. This song speaks to me. I really believe this song speaks to me so directly. and is so personal to me. It's very, very difficult for me to believe that any other woman could possibly identify with this song the way I do. And I know that that sounds stuck up. And I know it sounds like I'm all stuck up and I'm all, ooh, that I think I'm so special. But I'm not stuck up. I'm not stuck up.
You really are, Mr. Henry.
Yes, ma'am. You're not stuck up.
Who's that?
Mr. Dozier.
You're going to be on for a whole hour. I just heard from Mr. Henry. So the two of you performed a subterfuge on me.
Is that like sex?
No, it's not sex.
That like sex. Did you hear what that dumbass... That...
Hey!
All right, both of you guys break it up. Sing your song, Ms. Dooley, please.
This is a song... I'm very emotional. I am going to sing speak because that's really my... That's my... My, everybody knows me for that, on how I do it. This is from my forthcoming album, A Woman.
Hey, lady. You.
Yes, you, lady.
Cursing at your life.
Cursing at your life.
You're a discontented,
mother, and, yes, a wretched looking wife.
I've no doubt
you dream about the things that you can't really share.
But I wish,
someone had shown me the pictures that I'm about to show to you. To you. Here's where I sing, Phil. Been to Georgia, California, and everywhere I go, they took the hand of a picture.
What is wrong?
I'm sorry, I'm just very emotional.
All right, we'll be right back. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445 is world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back to the program, and we are with Bobby and Steve Dooley. We also have on the line with us Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. Margaret Gray has called in, Ms. Dooley. I understand your position.
She's called in to steal my thunder.
But there isn't any thunder to steal here because I haven't gotten to the bottom of this, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
What do you want to get to the bottom of?
What I want to get to the bottom of is the answer to the following question. This prayer vigil you're having, is it in order for you to sell albums? What is the answer to that?
Bullshit.
Would you get that guy off the phone, please? No, I'm talking to Bud. Bud?
Bud!
What line is he on?
He's on the same line.
Oh, there, it's an extension, yeah.
I'll try. Steve Dooley. Steve.
What are you doing?
I'm on the intercom system that we just had put in. You don't understand, Mr. Henry. We've had a $50,000 $50,000 worth of phones and intercoms and...
That's what the lady's been spending her money on. I'm going to tell you this. I am absolutely disgusted and sickened to my stomach to the point where I want to lose... I want to vomit. When I hear this woman talking about wanting to have a prayer vigil, and in point of fact, what she's trying to do is sell her the album, which, by the way, Ms. Dooley, and I'm sorry to have to say this to you, but I think somebody needs to. The name of your album, A Woman. What?
That's right.
Hold on, Steve. I've got it. Steve, wherever you are, get off of the Cabana phone. Get off of it. Let me go on the intercom. Steve Dooley, get off of the Cabana phone. Get off of the Cabana phone. You know, it's called A Woman. Guess why?
Let's see. Because you are a woman.
Yes, exactly. What's wrong with that?
It's just it doesn't say anything. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, maybe you ought to try being a woman. Which, you know, you'd have to have a sex change operation, I guess. And, I don't know, maybe that suits your style.
Yeah, maybe it suits my style. So what do you call me now? You call me... I came on this program to try to talk some sense.
Well, I'll tell you this, and here is my view of this, and I can't tell anybody how to think, and I can't tell my audience how to think. But if you are having a prayer vigil, Ms. Dooley, whether you mean well or not, and you are selling albums...
I said, for the 900th time, I'm not selling albums.
You are selling. You said you're selling downloads or something.
I did not use that term you did. I will not use that term you did.
Okay.
If you don't get that man off...
That's right. Steve Dooley, get off the... He's coming to the house now. Wipe your feet. All right. I said I'm not using the word download. So if we're not selling the album.
All right, let me use the word download. Are you selling downloads?
Yes.
Well, that's all right.
Okay, but you're still selling something.
I'm not selling the physical property, Mr. Hendry. These are computer downloads of my songs. Now, may I continue, please?
Go ahead. What's the name of the song?
It's called I've never been to Bimini, I think.
I've never been to me.
Hold on for a minute. Mr. Hendry, what do you mind?
The name of the song is I've Never Been to Me.
You're absolutely certain of that?
Yeah, I'm pretty. It's not I've Never Been to Bimini.
That's what I thought it was. That's what I told her.
Yeah, we told her that.
Well, then the two idiots that work for you are wrong.
Yes, maybe the two idiots that work for me are wrong, Ms. Dooley, but if you took the time to record the song, I thought maybe you knew the name of the song.
Well, I don't.
Okay.
Thank you. May I sing it now?
Yes, please do.
Okay.
Hey, lady.
Hold on. I've just got to clear my throat. Steve, get me some of that gargle.
Hold on.
The gargle that Dr. Brunford gave me. Get me the gargle.
About Listerine?
No, not Listerine. Give me the medicated gargle that Dr. Brunford made. Thank you. Ah, that's much better.
Yeah.
This is a song called... I think it's called I've Never Been to Bimini. Mr. Hendry said it's I've Never Been to Me.
Hey, lady.
You lady.
Cursing
at your
life. It's a mother.
And a mother, baby.
The rich and mental one.
I got the thing.
I've no doubt you dream about
that. Mr. Hendry, my voice is not my friend today.
No, I would not say that it is.
Let me just try one more time. I'm going to hear it to you. No, it's not working. Let's get Margaret on here.
All right, Margaret Gray is with us from Santa Monica, California.
And you don't have to sound so happy about it either.
Well, everybody has their good and their bad days.
Let me try one more time.
Let them in for my teaser, man.
No, it's not working. Okay, go ahead, Margaret. Well, thank you very much, dear. I'm sorry you're having a hard time with your voice. It's happened. Can we turn that off, please, for God? So I can get this. All right. I know that your voice is not working, Bobby. I understand that. I will say at this time, though, I sang professionally, and I really got to tell you, I don't think you got it. And so what do you think this is? You think it's American Idol?
My wife,
Steve, hold on. Steve, get your ass off that phone, or I'll come over and geld you like you're a thoroughbred. Like you're a horse that doesn't need it anymore. I'll geld you. I'll tie you to a tree and geld you alive. Go ahead. Thank you. I'm sorry you don't agree with me, Bobby, but your voice is not professionally trained. Mine is. 1, 2, and a 1, 2, 3, and a 1, 2, 1, 2, 2, 3. Dickman, you stupid ass, said 1, 2, 1, 2, there. Uh-huh.
Hey, lady.
All right, this is a freak show. Get this stuff out of here before I flip.
Oh, just hung up on 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah, no, Dr. Pepper.
Who's Dr. Pepper?
That's our nickname for Mr. Dugan or Dozier.
Yeah, Mr. Dugan or Dozier, it's Dozier. You don't have to call him Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, we can't remember his name.
We hung up on a lot of people, you're right.
No, wait, you hung up on Mr. Dooley, you hung up on Mrs. Dooley, you hung up on Miss Gray, you hung up on Vernon Dugan. You hung up on
Burton Dolan.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper.
You hung up on me? Well, you didn't hang up on me.
Okay, no, I hung up on Ms. Dooley. I hung up on Ms. Gray. I hung up on Mr. Dooley. I hung up on Mr. Dugan or Dogan or whatever the hell his name is, Dr. Pepper.
Man, you're flipping your lid.
Yes, I'm flipping my lid. Maybe that ought to be my theme song, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that ought to be a song that I sing for myself, even though it's about a lady or going to Bimini or whatever the hell it's about.
Hey, lady. At your life. You're a discontented mother.
So I don't know. I think I'm cursed by Dugan.
I think you are too. All right, coming up, Vernon Dozier will be returning with us as we talk about something we haven't talked about in a while, and it was in the news this weekend, and it was huge, and you know what I mean. It's Penn State and the fallout from Penn State. Vernon Dozier is himself a football coach, understands the lay of the land, and we're going to talk with him about that and more when we come back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Reminder that our podcast, episode 21, is out and about there. Go download it at iTunes. Go download it at our website. Go download it, man. Download hell out of it. The free Phil Henry podcast.
Phil Henry.